Oh, Amabel Williams Ellis. And she was married to Clough Williams Ellis. And she married Clough because she said he would allow her to be herself. So she wrote about The Art of Being a Woman in 1951, which was one of her books, and it was not your Mrs. Beaton's kind of how do you polish the window. It was about finding your identity as a woman, or your identity not even as a woman. So she talked about things then that are still very relevant today. She was from a very privileged background, Strachey family, and so her father was the editor of The Spectator and her brother was a left-wing politician. So she came from a very privileged family and I think had quite a lot of interesting role models. In her memoir, she all Strachey's are cousins. She writes about visiting various grandparents' homes and there being always a table with a long tablecloth over it where she would hide. So this feeling of sense of security and being an observer was very important to her. Nannies were important. And she writes about remembering growing up as a child and the frustrations of tantrums and the out of control. One of the nannies was brilliant because she said, right, that's enough now. We've got to get on and do this. So it allowed her to not have total responsibility for this, for her feelings.
And you've been working in her archive.
Yes. Yeah, so I've been working in her archive and finding various books. So she didn't have any formal education. She was taught by a governess and felt that she was taught at that time on how to please men. But she had this great sense of curiosity. So she started writing books as a way of educating herself. And one good book, I think she wrote quite a bit for children, and one book is called The Good Citizens. It's aimed at young adolescents, 12-year-olds, 13. And it starts the books by saying, I'm going to introduce you to some people that you won't learn about in your history lessons, because you'll learn about great colonels and people who fought in wars, and it's all about men. So she does introduce scientists and artists and people who had great community spirit, and both women and female, still very Eurocentric. Yeah, one of the people that made an impression was Mary Kingsley, her being an explorer. Within that time, it would have been the privilege of the white, Western, upper middle class. It gave her a kind of view that there were other things about her. Outside. She writes about childcare. She writes about what a woman does to have to organise things to be able to have the time to pursue what she wants to do. And she's writing that when she had her children. But she had nannies, so the children had nannies.
Do you have a favourite book?
I haven't got a favourite yet. I like how she doesn't pin herself down